We begin now our brand new Masechta, Masechtas Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the times of the Mishnayos, people didn't have houses the way some of us have our houses today. You open up your door, you go into a front yard, or you go straight out onto the street. In those days, the houses all opened up to a courtyard. You had different neighbors. Their houses all opened up to the same courtyard. And from the courtyard, you didn't go into the Rishus HaRabim. You went into an alleyway called a mavoi. From that mavoi, you went into the Rishus HaRabim. Could you carry in the mavoi? Well, really, if it's not wider than 16 amos, or it's not open on both sides, then really it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But Chazal, we're scared you're going to confuse this with the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, they said, in order to be able to carry in this mavoi, you have to do one of two things. Either you put up a lechi, which is a pole in front, off to the side, or a kaira, a crossbeam on top. But the crossbeam cannot be higher than 20 amos. Our Mishnah begins. Mavoi really means the alleyway, but what we mean over here is the beam that's on top, which I put there, because Chazal said you have to in order to be able to carry in the mavoi. Mavoi, this beam on top, shu gevaya, that is high, lamayla meyasramam, it's higher than 20 amos, yemayet. You have to make that distance less. You have to bring it down. That's because the Tanakhama holds that the purpose of the beam is, we should see the beam and remind ourselves, oh, these are two different types of Rishusin. This is a Mavi, that's a Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't it Tzarech, it's not necessary to make it lower. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the purpose of the beam is not as a heker, not to remind us. If the purpose is to remind us, oh, this is a different kind of Rishus, it has to be low enough that we normally see it without really craning our necks to look up. But Rabbi Yehuda holds the purpose of the beam is it's like a mechitza. It's considered a mechitza that comes down. We imagine as if it comes down. So even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's not a problem. Vayter zakta Mishnah, in order for this beam or the lechi to work, you can't have the opening wider than 10 amos. V'harachiv me'eser amos. If it's wider than 10 amos, yamayit, you have to make it less. In other words, you have to make it narrower. But v'im yeshlo tzuras ha-pesach, if there's the image of a doorway here, that would mean two poles off to the side and a pole on top, or even, a string on top, which is how we make our tzuras ha-pesach, which we call an erev, that's okay. Then avopi, even though shehu rachiv me'eser amos, even though it's wider than 10 amos, ain't tzarech lamayit, it's not necessary to make it any narrower.